the first time, I managed to catch up with him and ask him how he felt.
Kind of strange, really. I mean, it's an electric torch. It's one of those strange and rare occasions in your life that you don't quite expect to ever happen. So, thrilling. Hold it, have a touch.
What does it mean to be able to carry the flame here in Cardiff this morning?
Well, it means it's a huge privilege and one that was unexpected. It's sort of hard to translate, really. It's something that you never really expect to be given the chance to do. So I'm sure in years to come it will be something that I will look back on with great pride.
And a lot of people have come already this morning to see you. Are you surprised to see so many people?
Do you know what? I really am. So I'd like to say thank you to everyone in Wales that has turned up this morning, because it's remarkably early. There are children of all ages. Hopefully it's quite a nice day for it. The weather's helped, I think. I'm really pleased to be involved.
And as far as the doctor goes, the doctor's already carried the torch somewhere in the future, hasn't he?
He has, yes.
Does it cause any problems on the timeline at all?
No, it will be absolutely fine, I think. I'm not in costume. The TARDIS is nowhere to be seen, so this is just Matt carrying the torch.
And running...
The doctor's in bed somewhere, I think.
He's probably having a restful morning.
Yeah, watching up in the stars somewhere.
And as far as running with it, you've always had quite a sporty background yourself. What did the Olympics mean to you, and what does it mean to be involved in them yourself?
Well, I think it's brilliant for the country. I really do. I think it creates a sort of national focus, which I find really interesting and exciting. I think it's just a great summer of sport. We've got the Euros, we've got the Olympics. I'm looking forward to the football in both, the 100 metres, the 400 metres, the rowing I'm particularly excited about as well, the boxing I quite like, and then there's always those events that you never really expect to like. Who knows, maybe I'll just thoroughly enjoy the cycling or the archery or, I mean, God knows, but there's sort of so much, it seems like there's something for everyone really, and I'm really excited about what it does to London.
Well, enjoy this morning. You've got to get your torch ready, get ready to run. So have a good day.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
And he did seem genuinely excited by the whole prospect. And the amount of people that came out to see him was really quite remarkable for 6:30 in the morning. There were the road between here, the Norwegian church, and the Seneth was packed with spectators. There were thousands of people all over the steps of the Seneth and all around the Oval Basin. And the torch moved.